5. It is the Tuesday edition. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. That again, freetalklive.com. So, let's start things out here with marijuana, Mark, because...
I don't think so, not for me.
There's a couple, we're not going to smoke the marijuana, but there's a couple of marijuana ballot measures, actually more than a couple, I think, across the country tonight here, as many of Americans are going out to vote today. I don't have any sort of preliminary results on any of this yet, but I'm sure we'll bring you anything interesting maybe later tonight or definitely on tomorrow night's show as far as how the marijuana ballot measures go. But... In that vein, a story from New York in the AP reporting here, in a city where you can get just about anything delivered to your door, groceries, dry cleaning, Chinese food, pot smokers are increasingly ordering takeout marijuana from drug rings that operate with remarkable corporate-style attention to customer satisfaction.
Oh, my.
And now, if anybody has seen the movie, it wasn't High Times. It was the movie in the mid-90s. With Jim Brewer in it, Dave Chappelle, and I'm spacing on the actual name of the film.
I'm not the one to be able to answer these sort of things.
They have a marijuana delivery man in that particular movie.
Okay.
And so they're for real. An untold number of otherwise law-abiding.
Well, isn't the way to if you are a marijuana delivery man or a marijuana purveyor, isn't the way to avoid getting caught to go to someone's house as opposed to allowing people to come to your house?
Certainly a good idea.
I mean, it seems,
you could still get caught, it's just they won't know where you live.
Right. I mean, that way they can't bust in your door at 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever time it is that they're going to do it, because they usually generally do these things in the morning.
Exactly. So an untold number of otherwise law-abiding professionals in New York are having their pot delivered to their homes instead of visiting drug dens or hanging out on street corners. Among the legions of home delivery customers is Chris, a 37-year-old salesman in Manhattan. What I really like about this article, as you're going to see, is it highlights some of the typical marijuana smokers in America. People who are productive individuals, they have jobs, they go to work during the daytime, they get their take care of their responsibilities, and they smoke some marijuana at nighttime. I think that's why this is really a valuable article, besides looking into...
Or maybe on the weekends.
Besides looking into the business, or whenever. He dials a pager number and gets a return call from a cheery dispatcher who takes his order for potent strains of marijuana. Within a couple of hours, a well-groomed delivery man, sometimes a moonlighting actor or chef, arrives at the doorstep of his Manhattan apartment carrying weed neatly packaged in small plastic containers. "These are very nice, discreet people," says Chris, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition that only his first name be used. "There's an unspoken trust. It's better than going to some street corner and getting ripped off or killed, though I don't know how often people are getting bumped off as a result of a marijuana deal."
Well, if it's your job to do to be the delivery service, you certainly want to make the other competitors look dangerous.
This man is a customer, not the delivery service man. The phenomenon isn't new. It has been long the case around the country that those with enough money and the right connections could get cocaine or other drugs discreetly discreetly delivered to their homes and places of business. But experts say home delivery has been growing in popularity thanks to a shrewder corporate style of dealing designed to put customers at ease and avoid this the messy turf wars associated with other drugs. I don't know why they keep labeling it as corporate style. Do you have to be a corporation to engage in customer service? Really, it's more of a customer service-oriented thing than it is anything else. It's not corporate, per se. I mean, a mom-and-pop business isn't necessarily corporate.
Maybe they're trying to draw pictures of Starbucks or something like that.
I guess. Anyway, it's certainly been the trend in the past 10 years in urban areas that are becoming gentrified, said Rick Curtis, an anthropology professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice who specializes in the drug culture. The corporate model and its profit potential were demonstrated late last year when the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, announced that it had taken down a highly sophisticated organization dubbed the Cartoon Network. And, in fact, on this article, which, as always, we'll post on the bulletin board system, they actually show the, I guess, a photo of Cartoon Network's products And indeed, the marijuana buds come in hard plastic containers as opposed to kind of the industry standard baggy.
Yeah.
So Ziplocs. Yeah, so so paying a little bit extra for packaging in this particular case. With a little note with the Hamburglar's picture on it. Our number has not changed. Happy holidays from your friends at Cartoon. And remember to make sure your bag is sealed. Cartoon Network. So the little, they leave a little calling card in there with their product.
Now, I wonder how it would seem like the easiest way to catch these people would be the telephone number. Mm-hmm. If it's a landline, they can trace it to whomever. I wonder if they're using a cell phone with a prepaid minutes deal.
Not sure. There's a hint to that here in a little bit, Mark. The corporate model, let's see. So DEA agents arrested 12 people using wiretaps and surveillance and making undercover buys. Authorities estimated that since 1999, the ring made a fortune by delivering more than a ton of marijuana, some of it grown hydroponically without soil in the basement of a Cape Cod-style home on 10 acres in Vermont, where an informant reported the smell of the crop was overpowering. The dealers, working out of a roving call center, processed 600 orders a day. So it almost sounds like they did have a cell phone and it was in a van or something, just sort of going from point to point.
Well, it seems to me that the best thing to do with it is to get one of those cell phones with prepaid minutes.
Yeah.
And then they don't know who is calling.
From doctors, they got 600 orders a day from doctors, lawyers, Wall Street traders, even on Christmas, investigators said. Authorities refused to give names, but in one conversation overheard last October, a courier boasted about the ring's upscale clientele, according to court papers. Quote, we know comedians, we know celebrities, the courier said, so you might even meet a rapper or a singer. We go to a lot of people. And I think it's really important to reiterate, doctors, lawyers, Wall Street traders.
Now, that's
these
what they
are
say.
The,
I mean,
these are, what do you mean that's what they say? You believe that you don't think doctors, lawyers, and Wall Street traders smoke pot too, Mark?
I think that they're probably a smaller percentage, and I think that they're outlining their...
What makes you believe they're a smaller percentage? Based on what evidence?
Empirical.
Can you explain what that means?
That means that, you know, what I've seen in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've seen doctors and lawyers, and some of them smoke pot, but few.
How many of them would have been honest with you about their pot-smoking habits? Of all of the doctors and lawyers you've known, however many there are...
I'm in radio.
If you're sitting
people
in,
always think you smoke pot if you're in radio.
If you are sitting in an office with a doctor and you're seeing him for doctor purposes, I don't think he's going to share those things with you.
I travel in different circles than you do, my friend.
One former customer named Lucia, a 30-year-old employee at an entertainment cable network, recalled blatant deals done at the company's Manhattan headquarters. Executives and employees alike would pool their orders as if they were buying lunch together, then await the arrival of a courier, Lucia said. Now there you go, Mark, an entertainment cable network with executives and employees all buying together.
I don't doubt that.
The cost was $60 for one plastic case holding 2 grams of marijuana, a steep markup.
Wow.
But worth it because of the convenience and the quality.
2 grams for $60?
Yep, that's $30 a gram. That is pretty pricey. She says, it was kind bud, yummy stuff. The emphasis on customer service and satisfaction was evident at one stash house where agents found more than 30 pounds of marijuana in plain view, already packaged for holiday delivery, court papers said. The packages featured the Drug Ring's cartoon character logo and the greeting, Happy Holidays from your friends at Cartoon. The obviously just a violent, violent group of criminals involved here. John Neville, the operation's alleged mastermind, should have been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, said his attorney. Instead, Neville, who's awaiting trial, could get a minimum of 10 years in federal prison if convicted. Prosecutors are also demanding the forfeiture of $22 million in cash, homes, cars, and motorcycles and a boat owned by him and his cohorts. I just think this is a tragic story, Mark.
I would agree that
this man is a hero.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He is a hero.
He's a businessman.
He is a man who brought a product to a demanding marketplace under the threat of arrest. As far as I'm concerned, he is a very heroic and brave man.
Okay.
At Lucia's workplace...
He's been rewarded financially for his heroism.
Not with the feds threatening to take it all away from him.
Well,
at Lucia's workplace, employees were bummed by the news of Neville's bust, but worries the office might get raided, evaporated, and other dealers stepped in, though their product doesn't hold up to cartoons. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on marijuana delivery, man, or whatever you want to talk about. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. And leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for your listening convenience for free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum and come hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starts on February 23rd going through the 25th. Early bird discount is available now, but only for a limited time. So get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we're talking about a unique form of drug dealing, as opposed to what you typically see in the movies of, you know, somebody going out to a dark street corner and meeting up with some shifty character, or going to a crack den or whatever and hanging out with just a bunch of trashy people. According to this story from the AP, in New York City and in other more, I guess, metropolitan areas, though I suppose this could go on anywhere, there are delivery services staffed by professional-style people that take orders. They've got apparently some sort of a dispatcher. This operation apparently was doing 600 deals per day. So they had multiple delivery men that they would employ in order to actually, you'd call up, you'd give your order to the dispatcher. She would pass your order on to one of the delivery men, and they would come by your residence or place of business and deliver marijuana to you. Unfortunately, the organization has been busted at this point, or at least one of them has been, and now this guy is facing some pretty severe penalties, possible federal minimum, mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. That's not so cool.
No.
Confiscation of his $22 million in stuff, which isn't very nice. And all of this because he decided to fill a demand. He decided to step in and actually help protect the consumers in this particular case. Because we had a call, I think, from one of our listeners in Sweden, I think. He had gone to purchase some marijuana. He didn't go out to buy marijuana very often, but he wanted to go and get some. And so he went to a club and managed to find somebody that he could supposedly buy marijuana from, and gave him the money, and he gave him the stuff, and it turned out to be a bag of oregano that he had just spent $200 on. And now he doesn't know where to find the guy. The guy took off and ran or whatever. He's gone. He fooled him. You know, it was a dark alleyway, so he got ripped off. So in the case of the marijuana delivery people, or cocaine, or whatever the drugs are that are being delivered, they're actually doing their clients a favor and helping keep them safe from the side effects of the black market. So as far as I'm concerned, they should be applauded for what they're doing.
Well, it's certainly a market demand, and somebody's filling it, and I think that's great. But, it's unfortunate that they're going to get arrested because
they did know that they were taking a risk, that's for sure.
It's difficult to imagine that. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine that you can stay in the business for a long time, especially doing some advertising. To a small extent, that's what they were at least doing marketing.
Yeah, they were including little calling cards, essentially, with their product.
It's hard to imagine, for me, that you would stay in business for a long time, you know.
Good point. I mean, I think the longer that you stay in that business, the more the odds increase that your time's running out.
I would agree with that.
So, just a few more thoughts.
The cops hear your name, that can't be a good thing.
Just a few more thoughts here on this from the AP, the final details. Investigators seized customers' names and addresses from the drug operations computer logs, but those people face little risk of prosecution, authorities said. Now, why do you think that is? I mean, they had 600 deals a day. They must have thousands of addresses. I mean, some people probably call on a every other day basis, but some people are once a week, some people are once every couple of weeks. There's probably at least 2,000, if not 2,500 names and addresses in that database if they were doing 600 deals a day.
Do they take names or do they just get addresses?
Well, they probably have first names, I would guess, and they definitely have addresses because it's a delivery service.
Yeah, you're going to have to do better than that to convict me.
Well, I
mean, maybe if it's coming to your house and it's Mark, but if it's coming to my business like they had outlined in that story and it's for Mark, there's Mark here,
if you're the only Mark in the building.
That doesn't know. Mark is a very common name.
I don't know, man. Anyway, the reason they're not going after the...
And I wouldn't have given my real name anyway.
The reason they're not going after the clients is because they're just not worth going after.
That's
they spent months doing undercover work to bust this particular Cartoon Network, as it was called. That was the name of the delivery service. But they've got a bunch of little, small-time clients who are picking up $2,000 or whatever. They said earlier in the article, $2,000 was $60. So you've got a bunch of small-timers. Those guys aren't worth going after. You don't have the evidence. You don't have, as you pointed out, you don't have very much evidence, and so it's not really worth the effort in that particular case. These guys want the big boys. The DEA, they want the players. They want to move up the chain, not down the chain. So, and that's why they were talking about where they found the grow op was in Vermont. Apparently the entire delivery service was all, they had it all under one roof. They had the grow operation, they had the delivery service, so it wasn't as though they were buying from elsewhere. They had their own setup, essentially, so all sort of self-contained. Anyway, authorities, so there
would be the way to make profit.
Yeah, so there was no way for them to go up in the chain. Authorities conceded that the home delivery trade will probably survive because of the high demand for marijuana and the low penalties for dealing it. The DEA is suggesting that the penalties are too low for dealing marijuana. This man's facing 10 years in prison. How much time would he have gotten if he'd murdered somebody?
More than that, but I wouldn't call it low.
I've seen cases, some cases where people are engaged in violent crime, where they've gotten far less than 10 years. Not murder, maybe rape.
I would agree that violent crime would get you. Some violent crimes would certainly get you less.
But they're saying that this is too low. These penalties. We need to increase. If we would just increase the penalties, then people would stop dealing pot. Because in Thailand, nobody sells pot there, right? Because there's a death penalty for marijuana sales in. I think it's Thailand. It's one of the Asian countries.
Sounds like Singapore, but. Just
Singapore, for sure, I believe, is a death penalty.
They'll chop your head off for anything there.
Do you think you can buy marijuana in Singapore?
I would imagine you could.
I bet you can. In fact, the more that the authorities increase the penalties for marijuana sales, the more risky the business becomes, and therefore the more profitable. Exactly, because if you're taking a risk at 10 years in jail versus 25 years in jail versus, you know, life in jail, you're going to increase prices according to the amount of risk that you're taking. It's not going to go anywhere. There are millions of people in this country demanding this product.
Yeah. You know, and worst case scenario, somebody's going to start growing it if they want it that badly. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to know a few friends, and they're going to distribute it to those few friends. And then, you know, that's how it all starts.
Under state law, most marijuana offenses are not treated as very significant crimes, says the city's special narcotic prosecutor. They have in New York City, a prosecutor devoted to drugs. What a scumbag. That's why you see marijuana delivery services proliferating. Their exposure is slight. So just kind of an interesting glimpse into the underground, who the customers are.
I wouldn't say the exposure is slight, though.
The customer is the customer base is everybody, from the poor to the wealthy. Anybody who can pick up a phone and order it. 800-259-9231, that's the Packet A toll-free line. You can pick up your phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, North Korean attack plans? We'll find out what that's all about. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Everything there, totally free. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Indeed. So let's go across the seas to North Korea. What's going on, Mark?
Well, this is more Washington than North Korea, but, you know, it has to do with North Korea. The Pentagon has stepped up planning for attacks against North Korea nuclear program, and it's bolstering nuclear forces in Asia, said defense officials familiar with the highly secret
process. It's
nuclear, yes, I know, I got it wrong. The officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the accelerated military planning includes detailed programs for striking at North Korean plutonium processing facility at Yangbyon and special operations commando raids or strikes with Tomahawk cruise missiles or other precision-guided weapons. The effort, which has been underway for several months, has given new impetus by Pyongyang's underground nuclear test on October 9th and growing opposition to nuclear program of Kim Jong-il's communist regime, especially by China and South Korea. A Pentagon official said the Department of Defense is considering various military options to remove the program. Other than nuclear strikes, which are considered excessive, thank goodness, there are several options now in place.
Why are they doing this? Didn't Kim Jong-il sort of back down after that whole thing happened? Didn't he say he was sorry or something?
No, he didn't. Not that I know of.
I saw headlines on Drudge about that.
Well, how sorry could he be?
I don't know.
I mean, if he did it. I'm sorry.
Know.
Oh, I'm sorry I did it.
I don't know, man, but I don't know if it's a good idea to go over and just blow up a bunch of radioactive material.
I would agree with that. I don't think it's a good idea to attack them, but I don't think that Kim Jong-il's sorry in the least.
No, probably not.
Planning has been accelerated. A second senior defense official privy to the effort said the Bush administration recently affirmed its commitment to both South Korea and Japan and that it would use U.S. nuclear weapons to deter North Korea, now considered an unofficial nuclear weapons state. We will resort to whatever force levels we need to have to defend the Republic of Korea. The nuclear deterrence is in place, said a senior official who declined to reveal what nuclear forces are deployed in Asia. Other officials said, of course, I mean...
Why can't they just take care of their damn selves, the South Koreans and the Japanese?
I would imagine the South Koreans would probably be, you know, the North Koreans would invade and take them over. But,
uh-huh. So?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
It should be their business, not ours. I feel sorry for them and everything, but why are we involved in all of this crap?
I don't think that you can give freedom away. I don't think that it can be done. I think that people have to fight for it themselves. If they want it badly enough, they can fight for it. If they don't, they won't have it.
I agree.
Other officials said the forces include bombs and air-launched missiles stored in Guam, a U.S. island in the Western Pacific, for those of you who don't know, that could be delivered by B-52 or B-2 bombers. 9 U.S. nuclear missile submarines regularly deployed in Asian waters from Washington State. The officials said one military option calls for teams of Navy SEALs or other special operations commandos to conduct covert raids on Yongbyong's plutonium processing facility. The commandos would blow up the facility to prevent further processing of spent fuel rods, which provides...
How are they going to get commandos inside North Korea?
Well, I guess...
Fly them in? Well, you don't think they have surface-to-air missiles? How are they going to get commandos inside the missile base or whatever, inside this North Korean processing facility?
Well, that's what these guys do for a living. I would assume that they can do it.
Yeah, I understand that North Korea doesn't have a lot of power and everything. I know that you've seen that little... the picture of North Korea at night compared to South Korea at night, and there's just no lights on anywhere. I don't think that means that their military facilities are without power.
Oh, I would imagine they have plenty of electricity.
I think this is a lot of saber rattling, and I don't know how much of it's really going to be the case. I mean, how much, even if they went through with these plans, I don't know how much of them would be successful.
Well,
because it sounds awfully optimistic.
One? Second option calls for strikes by precision-guided Tomahawk missiles on the reprocessing plant from submarines or ships. The plan calls for simultaneous strikes from various sides to minimize any radioactive particles being carried away in the air. That makes me feel better.
So you blow up one bomb on one side and another bomb on the other side, it'll protect you from the particles.
Yeah, maybe it'll just all blow it into the ground. Sure. Planners estimate that 6 Tomahawk missiles could destroy the reprocessing plant and that it would take 5 to 10 years to rebuild. It looks like we're, we certainly have plans in place. It doesn't make me feel good.
Now, they're planning on doing this at what point? What is going to trigger these military maneuvers? What is the qualification?
Well, they're not going to tell lowly citizens that nonsense.
I see.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know, best I got is that they're making plans.
I wonder about that, because obviously it would be just way out of bounds for them to just launch an attack without some sort of provocation by the North Koreans.
Well, it says Mr. Bush said recently that any transfer of nuclear weapons by North Korea would be a grave threat, phrasing viewed as diplomatic code for a military response. Defense officials said the military option would be used if North Korea is caught transferring nuclear arms to other states or terrorist groups. So it's okay, guys, that you can have them, but...
I see.
You transfer
just
them
can't
now.
Send them outside the borders.
Right. As though we would know.
We'll see what happens. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines as we go to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Bill. Bill in Oklahoma, going once. Bill.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Oh, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up?
Oh, well, actually, I was just going to comment on the marijuana, I guess the marijuana delivery story.
Yeah.
There was something that story kind of caught my eye. This is something totally different that I read. Doctor in California, in a state where they allow for marijuana use for medical purposes.
This is correct.
Is being investigated by the federal government because she was breaking federal law by distributing the marijuana to her patients.
Oh, wow. Now, that's unusual, because usually the doctors will just write the prescription, and then the patients will go to the distribution points and pick it up. I never heard of a doctor actually distributing the pot herself.
Right. She was she had been distributing, certain portions of marijuana to her patients. I don't think she had a big stash or anything. But they got her for writing the prescription, too. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. If this, what good is it for the state that passed a law saying you can use marijuana for medical practices when you got the DEA knocking on your front door?
Well, it's an excellent question, and the answer is it does some good because it's symbolic in that you're saying, hey, to the world, we are tired of these federal laws, and we're going to make it legal here in this state, regardless of what the feds think about it. And to California's credit, they have come a long way in the last 10 years. Steve Cubby, we had him on the air with us, and I believe the archive is on our guests page at freetalklive.com if you'd like to see where his position is, because he's over there in California, and he's been involved in this fight for the last decade. And he's pointed out that there's just the government officials within the state of California, the state officials, the local authorities, are much more understanding and much more accepting of medical pot than they were 10 years ago. So it's just a good idea because it moves the populace and the government in the right direction despite the violence of the federal government. Does that make sense?
That kind of sheds light on it. I guess what I don't understand is how the state's going to be able to become, like, you know, you talk about the Free State Project,
mm-hmm.
how the state can be free of the oppressive federal government when the state says, okay, you can do something, but then the federal government says, oh, no, you're, no, we have these laws in the books here, we're gonna take you into jail.
I think it's a matter of having elected officials with some cojones. I think it's a matter of having elected officials that are willing to stand up to the feds and say, no, you aren't allowed in our county anymore. In fact, if your DEA agents are caught in this county, they will be arrested and thrown in our jails, and we'll feed them slop three times a day. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. What are some of your ideas as far as how a locality could possibly stand up to the feds? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is your show. You take control. Ian here with you.
And Mark?
Also, the website is freetalklive.com. All of the features there are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support us by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything that you purchase in their 35 categories of products, everything from books, DVDs, to office products, sporting goods, apparel,
groceries,
any of their 35 categories, including used items, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of it. It's a sweet deal. Great way to get the stuff that you need delivered to your door. Great prices. Free Super Saver shipping on lots of items. And help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. All right. Helicopter parents are back in the news, Mark. You remember these guys, these helicopter parents?
No.
Do you know what this is?
I have no idea what
you're talking about. It's probably been a couple of years now, a year and a half, since we last heard about them. But some parents, according to the AP, are writing their college-age kids' resumes for them. Others are acting as their children's representatives, hounding college career counselors, showing up at job fairs, and sometimes going as far as even calling employers to ask why their son or daughter didn't get a job. It's the next phase in helicopter parenting, a term coined for those who have hovered over their children's lives from kindergarten through college. The first time we talked about this was all about helicopter parents at college. You know, for instance, the typical way it works as far as kids going to college, and this is as I understand it because I went to community college, so it wasn't this way for me, but the way it works for kids that go off to college is mom and dad send them off to a college that's usually somewhere else. They go, they move into a dorm room, unpack their stuff, and that's it. You know, you see mom and dad maybe a couple times a year when they come back to see you graduate or whatever the reason is they're invited there.
Right. It's supposed to be, you know, that's supposed to be the change of life for young people.
But now you've got
been traditionally.
Now you've got helicopter parents that are coming to the college and sort of cleaning the room for the kids and, you know, just taking care of things for them and still being mommy at college.
Hmm.
And it was kind of a disturbing article, the first one. Now it's getting worse. Now they're inserting themselves into their kids' job search. And school officials and employers say it's a problem that might be hampering some young people's careers. Gee, you think? Your mom's calling to check in on your resume? Yeah, can't you handle yourself?
Well, the school officials have made their own beds and charging so much for education that you would expect parents, it's a sizable investment. They want it to go as well as they possibly can.
It's now reached epidemic proportions, says Michael Ellis, director of career and life education at Delaware Valley College, a small private school in Pennsylvania. At the school's annual job fair last year, he says one father accompanied his daughter handed out her resume and answered most of the questions that the recruiters were asking the young lady.
Hmm.
Even more often, he receives calls from parents only to find out later that their soon-to-be college grad was sitting next to the parent, quietly listening. Jobs counselors at universities across the country say experiences like those are now commonplace. Quote, my main concern is the obvious need of the students to develop their independence and their confidence, says Kate Brooks, director of Liberal Arts Career Center at the University of Texas. I think it's great that parents want to share their advice, and even better that students of this age are willing to listen, but I think the boundaries are getting crossed sometimes. Danelle Turner,
sounds like it.
The assistant director of the Career Center at Loyola in Chicago, is just starting to notice the trend. He couldn't believe it when he first saw the first of a few parents walk into a recent job fair for students. What is she doing here? He thought to himself. Some students had the same thought. My parents are very supportive. They're certainly not telling me what to do, said one student at Loyola, who navigated the job fair all by herself.
Can you imagine?
That said, she has seen many examples of parents who dictate every move, even what their kids major in. Often parents don't even know that they're overdoing it, and it's not just at college. Barbara Dwyer, a career coach at Sacramento, says she spoke at a Future Farmers of America meeting and met a mother whose son wanted to raise sheep for a living. The mom excitedly told Dwyer how she'd done extensive research to find out what it would take for her son to get started in the business. I asked, why did you do it? And she looked shocked, said Dwyer. Indeed, while many people have heard about the helicopter parent phenomenon, it's tough to find moms or dads who consider themselves one.
No.
Not me.
No, I'm just helping.
You know, somebody called me that, said Diane Creer Morrow, whose son recently graduated from St. Louis University and is now teaching English in Taiwan. She came to the Loyola job fair.
At least he got away from her somehow.
Yeah, to get information from employers for her son and brought copies of his resume to hand out. But believe me, I'm just going to hand him the bag, she said of the stack of jobs brochures and business cards she's gathered. The rest is up to him. She says parents sometimes worry that today's young people aren't as motivated to work as previous generations, so they feel inclined to do some nudging. Why? What? I don't understand what is causing this. I mean, if you really believe that young people today aren't as motivated to work, just let them go on their own for a little while and figure out what happens when they stop paying the bills.
Life will nudge them enough.
Marissa Wetzel, who graduated from New York University, knows what it's like. During her job search, her parents called her frequently to track her progress and to suggest friends who might have connections. Obviously, it can get a little annoying at times, but it's done with my best interest at heart, she says. A month after she graduated, she landed a job as a publicity assistant in New York City. She and other students say they use their parents as sounding boards because they trust their opinions and don't want to repeat their parents' mistakes. But Ellis says some students are too dependent. He puts some of the blame on baby boomer parents who have a reputation for coddling their children, but even more on the students. Quote, they become so accustomed to having their parents take care of every aspect of their lives and not assuming any responsibility or taking any initiative for themselves that they expect their parents to continue to take care of things for them. So I think it's definitely a give and take thing. It's definitely an issue with both sides of both the parents and the kids. Because the kids don't have to stand for it, and the parents certainly don't have to step up and offer it. So the parents are stepping up and offering their assistance, and the kids are saying, yeah, I could use your, you know, I don't mind. You just come here and do all my work for me, as long as you possibly can.
I can see why kids would want to do that. It makes things easier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, independence really has its advantages.
Absolutely. And Eileen Tarhan, a human resources specialist at NCH Marketing in Deerfield, says she gets tired of making offers to students only to hear them say, can I have the weekend to talk about it with my parents? Why can't they just say, let me think about it? And it doesn't stop there. A few colleagues have told Tarjan that that parents are now calling to discuss their kids' first performance reviews.
No, I think that last comment was a little unfair. A buyer, in any circumstance, whether they're actually paying money for something or just making a decision, will often, push the decision off onto someone else.
Okay.
Well, I have to talk about my wife. I have to talk about it with my wife, or, my business partner and I. We've got to sit down and discuss this. That's a pretty commonplace thing.
I see what you're saying, But what these people are pointing out here, these experts and the people in the job, human resources departments and the college people, they're saying that this is a new trend, that this whole
I believe the trend
exists. Thing.
I just think that that example is a little harsh.
I see what you're. I understand where you're coming from on that, but nonetheless, I think she's making a good point. Instead of bringing up mommy and daddy to the potential job, you know, the potential the person who's doing the hiring that you're talking to, it just sort of shows that you're still living with your parents,
yeah,
and you're still dependent on what mommy and daddy think.
It's not
in order to make
strength.
No, absolutely not. And I would love to hear from somebody that either has had parents like this. Or is a parent like this. I know it's going to be hard for you to admit if you are one of these parents, but if you are a helicopter parent, if you are somebody that has called their kid's job to discuss their performance review, if you've done things like this, can you explain why? What is wrong with you?
Look, they're not going to call in after that.
Of course they're not. They're cowards.
Well, come on. What about just people calling in and saying how much they have helped their kids in college, mm-hmm. jobs, life, that kind of thing? I mean, my mom, I can't remember her ever having any, you know, she asked me about my job, nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I never involved my parents in my job process at all. When I got my first job at 16, when I was still under my parents' roof, they were not involved in that process. I mean, I guess I might have put my mom on the resume as far as... there wasn't a resume. It was Kmart. So you fill in what your last job was.
Job application.
Yeah, I might have put her on there because I worked at her thrift store. But that's about it.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine being 20, 22, 21 years old and having a parent sort of hovering above me. If you've experienced this... 1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. Packet 8 toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of bad parents, Britney Spears is filing for divorce. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People are...